So what are your thoughts on Chick-fil-A opening up in Canada?
I think it's an interesting choice, especially because Canada, Toronto especially, is so pro-gay rights.
I am so angry about this. You have no idea. What they've done to the LGBT community is well documented. You can read all about this online. It is so easy to find this information, and it is truly horrible.
Have you had Chick-fil-A before, and what are your thoughts on it?
I have had Chick-fil-A, had it in the States, in Atlanta, when I lived there, and it's really good.
I've just heard that it's great. I have a lot of friends that travel to the States, and the first thing they do is they go to Chick-fil-A, so it's got to be good. I hear it's a little healthier than, like, most fast food restaurants.
Interesting, I have not heard that one. There's a ton of backstory. So, like, the biggest one is that the owner kind of supports all these anti-LGBTQ organizations and that sort of thing. So, now that it's opening here in the city, do you plan on boycotting?
No, I'm gonna have to try it.
These niggas all talk now. My niggas all walk down. I'm the same nigga when gang ain't around. Keep on sneak dissing, you catching them rounds. It could be 4, I'm 10 of them. I'ma get rid of them. I'ma leave them right there. It could be 4, I'm 10 of them. I'ma get rid of them. I'ma leave them right there. These niggas all talk. These niggas all talk. Yeah. These niggas all talk. These niggas all talk. Yeah. It could be 4, I'm 10 of them. I'ma get rid of them. I don't really, really care. It could be 4, I'm 10 of them. I'ma get rid of them. I'ma leave them right there. These niggas talk too much. Shut them up. I get that Glock, get that K with them up. That's why I fuck your bitch, a little fat motherfucker.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the cast. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pops Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Papa Minnow. As always, I'm joined by my trusty co-host. I don't even know why I give you back that trusty title.
Why?
I shouldn't have given it back.
I'm super
to you.
Trusty, man.
You're not,
I'm the most,
you're not
I'm
that a, trusty.
Man, we're going straight to the top
you're,
now.
You're not that trusty.
I'm in the industry. I am the industry now.
This guy gets one job with a bunch of influencers.
And three job interviews.
Can you learn how to use a microphone, please?
I am the microphone. I'm a star now, man.
Are you the third mic? I think you're the third.
You can't be star.
Stellar's is definitely the second one.
Wow.
This guy gets one job with some influencers, and all of a sudden he thinks he's...
I'm like a Jay-Z.
He's the Jay-Z. He thinks he's the hardest working man in the industry.
I am. 5 straight days of work. What?
What? That's standard for anyone who's
what?
Out there.
Now when you're as talented as me.
Oh, man.
Taking over the world.
We got to hear this part, though. Wait, no. It's not this part. It's coming up, though. This is the only song where literally people were posting it on Twitter, and I'm like, I think I should check it out and see what this song is all about. And, like, I actually downloaded it.
It's so
clickable. It's never happened before.
So much stuff, too.
Who is this? This is 3-0 Black.
No. Sorry. You just blew it. It's like a meme. You blew up for memes.
Four niggas walking up, nice. And it's just me. Then it's just 3. Oh, I did hear this.
2. Now it's just me.
That is so fucking hard, man. That is one of the hardest bars I've ever heard in my life.
I want to join a gang now.
I've been wanting to join one after I heard this. But yeah,
I wanna kill someone.
Today's a bit of a special episode. We are joined by Sportsnet's only Patrick Stothers.
Why do you have to say I'm from Sportsnet?
Because if I didn't say who you were other than that, no one would give a fuck.
Yeah,
so I might as well throw the title on there.
What are you insulted
make it sound
by
a
that?
Like, yeah.
You
why does that? Yeah, why is like, that bad?
I don't know. Let's just say I don't need a moniker.
You
say
do,
I'm joined
though.
By Pat Sellers, our friend, the guy we've been talking shit about for 5 weeks.
No one gives a shit, though. Like,
nah, it was actually 3 weeks. It's actually only 3 weeks. Yeah. We're talking shit about
whatever. You're not just the guy who hates Tim Hortons.
No, I'm not. I'm much more than that. I hate the Oilers. I hate... There's a whole lot
Eric,
I hate.
Eric Friesen.
Shout out Eric Friesen.
Do you still have beef with that guy?
Yeah, that's why not? If I ever saw him, I would drop him in the street. No, I don't know. There's no beef. There's no beef.
There is beef. That's one of the beefs that won't die.
Yeah, no.
It's actually the most absurd thing ever. It actually makes more sense now that I know you better.
Well, I mean.
Because you're a complete lunatic.
He rubbed me the wrong way.
Who doesn't?
That is true. Everything aggravates you. Tim Hortons aggravates you. Why do you keep going to Tim Hortons, though?
Well, okay. I don't hate... Like, I love the breakfast sandwich. The sausage biscuit. Like, that's fucking...
Yeah, that shit is delicious.
What? It's amazing.
Tim Hortons is so
it's grimy,
trash,
but,
bro.
Yeah, I know. But, like, it's tasty. Like... And, like, if you don't have any ingredients in your house, it's like, I'm going to go get a quick breakfast sandwich.
The
like
funniest
it.
Is when you said you went with your girlfriend and you got mad. So
that was a funny one. It was just because she was like...
there with your girlfriend getting mad at Tim Hortons.
She ordered, like, a vanilla latte. And she goes to the girl and she's like, is it vanilla? And the girl's like, yes. She's like, there's vanilla in it? And the girl's like, yes. And then she tastes it. She's like, there's no vanilla. What the fuck's going on? Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just, I've never had a good experience at Tim Hortons.
Just stop, yeah, just stop going to the same one. Yeah, I don't get it.
Okay, I live right at Bloor and Sherbourne, which says a lot about that Tim Hortons. But as soon as you walk in, there's like two lines. And that's what caused the problem in the first place. Because you come to the front of the one line. Or like you're waiting. You're waiting to see which register opens next. So you wait. But some people walk in and just go to the front of the one line. And you're like, I've been waiting here, and why, you just, you know what I mean?
Why don't you start making your own breakfast or like preparing the day before? No, or something? I mean, you really don't though. Like,
it's not as funny. It's not as good of a story. When it's just like every time I go, the best was the time when I went in, nobody's in line, and I walk right up, and I like, you know, you kind of nod, you go like, hey, like you raise your eyebrows at the guy, and he looks at me, and then turns to his coworker, and then he starts talking about something. I'm like, okay, and I just went to like the kiosk.
Probably had enough of your shit.
Yeah, they probably recognize me.
Yeah, they know you're an asshole. Yeah, exactly.
That's five cigarettes before you can come.
It's not
in
Tim Hortons I hate. It's no, it is.
It's a lot. Yeah, and it's a lack of service.
It's the minimum wage workers that he hates.
No, it's not the workers I hate. It's like the experience.
Those damn immigrants.
Speak English.
They took our jobs. Yeah.
You're gonna end up on one of the, like those going viral for like yelling at the poor Filipino workers.
Like that short guy.
Yeah.
No, it's not the workers. It's the experience I have that I hate. It's always a bad experience.
But you subject yourself to like, it 24/7.
I think it's any been other like 3 years now of you complaining.
If any other restaurant behaved like that, they'd be out of business. Tim Hortons have gone downhill steeply.
They get away with it. That's the model.
Have you seen the new
they
one?
They get away with it and they slap the Canadian flag right on it.
I got like, that like, I got that $2 chicken sandwich because it was $2. I got to try it.
Yeah.
Yo, it was literally just a bun and mayo, just pure mayo. And like the worst chicken I've ever tasted in my life. No wonder it's $2. It's my fault for buying something that costs $2.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes
did
you
get
that,
the
though.
Big Mac deal?
No,
there was $3 Big Macs for like a week.
I didn't.
I had four.
I don't
that's
mess
why
with
I saw Marcy either.
I had four.
He said. But yeah, this is episode 31 of the Pops Culture Podcast. As always, guys, continue to like, rate, review, subscribe. Shout out to the one review who gave us a 1-star because of Gabe.
That was like weeks ago.
I know, but it.
You just noticed now?
I saw that like literally 3 weeks ago. I just never mentioned on the podcast.
Oh, I was going to say, my mom's like, what do you do?
Yeah, what did you do, Gabe?
Review. How do you know it's because of Gabe?
Because she literally posted, Gabe is going to scam you in the review. That's why I know
what
it's Gabe.
What are you guys talking about?
That we're not going to get into this. This
tell me. Oh, we should. Okay.
No. We can't. It's a misunderstanding.
Gabe's kneecaps are going to get popped is all you need to know.
It's a misunderstanding, man. I was a Nigerian.
Owes some money to some people. But yeah, he's a scammer apparently. He's gonna scam me.
I was selling
that 1-star actually does fuck us.
I was
selling
time and companionship. So
yeah, that's all you're good for. Time and companionship, Gabe.
Yeah, not now. I'm building an empire.
Yeah.
Of time and companionship.
So he says.
Something like that.
You'll see. You'll come crawling back a year from now.
Wait, are you talking? Are you talking to leave him?
Yeah. You guys.
I thought you were talking about her.
You're going to want a job and stuff. It's fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'll remember that.
If you own a business.
Yeah.
But yeah, how you guys doing? How are you doing today, Stellars?
Me? I'm pretty good. I got a day off.
That's good.
I've had a day off pretty much since February, so.
Yeah.
Because you quit your job.
Bouncing from job to job.
Not like you've been working hard like me and Papa.
Yo, man, I did 5 days a week for the first time in like months, Gabe, over here. But no, it is like going from summer vacation to working. We're back to school now, right?
Yeah.
I'm feeling it a bit.
I don't give a fuck about school, though.
But I'm feeling it a bit. I feel like
back to school time.
I'm starting work now in September, and it's just like back to school. Back to the grind. It's 8 hours every day.
The first week is like you're happy. You're like, oh, I'm doing stuff, like whether it be school or work. And like I was walking down the street today after. I was like, I accomplished things. Like, I see a future and stuff. But you just know in your head after like 5 days of working.
The monotony.
It's like, what am I doing with it? Like, we're programmed to be unhappy.
That's
like,
what, no, you're not. That's what you
are.
You are. Yeah, thank you. You are. That's what you got to do, something that you like.
Okay, you think you're like the first week you go into your first job or like the last job you had versus like 3 months later when you're dealing with that girl that crushes pizza all the time and your annoying boss and stuff. Like, it's just not the same.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's not the same
you
energy.
Kill,
yeah.
But it's like, you know, like you're on a high. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm doing things in school, working, blah, blah, blah. And then now just like the routine of it, and it just doesn't have the same like oomph.
That shit's gonna, the new job that you got, it's gonna fuck your brain up, though.
Oh, for sure. I'm
all
scared,
that social media, bro.
I've been on social media like 12 hours a day now, like multiple accounts and stuff. Come on.
That's like 2 hours less than he normally was.
I don't even I use it a lot, maybe in comparison to like you guys, but I don't use it that much compared to people.
Like, well, that's like, you know, that's no, a bad argument.
Yeah, exactly.
You're I have more money yourself, than you guys, but not as much compared to Bill Gates. Like,
you're comparing yourself to influencers.
Yeah, but I work in media. I have, like, we have a podcast. I have another website and stuff, too. Like, obviously, I'm going to be on Twitter and Instagram.
But, okay, the thing with those other two things that you use. Yeah, you do use it a healthy amount. But the thing with the other two that you use, you're using it for your own personal gain, though. Most of your tweets are about your own personal life.
Yeah, no.
They're not about the other things.
For sure. But like, you got to know what's up with all this stuff now. Like, I can take, like, when I go in this job that I just started, because I'm literally looking for, like, advertisements and writing all this stuff for them. And, like, I'm working in media relations now.
Yeah.
And that, and, like, so it makes sense. Like, I can justify it. And it actually has helped me. It is pure cancer. And I'm terrified of how it's going to, like, affect me, like, long term. It's already destroyed my brain.
You and everyone else.
Yeah. It's insane, man. Like, seeing this, like, we're agents for media influencers. Like, they don't do anything except sit on Instagram. And I probably shouldn't say this for a new starting new job and shit talk.
it's farming likes and shares.
Yeah, that's essentially comments. It's all fabricated, like, shit. That's why I don't really like it that
what's
much.
What's the thing that's gonna get me the most action? Yeah, on Instagram. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at it and then I'm like, oh, like, this picture would be great if they had a Starbucks in their hand. And so then I'd, like, email Starbucks and it's just like, yo.
I'm going to start just being like, you know, like, doing ads, like, tag a company. Be like, what up, Ralph Lauren? And be wearing a Ralph Lauren shirt and be hashtag ad. And then eventually be like, this guy.
That's how they start. They only get a couple thousand followers, so they won't get paid for it. And then so they just create this image of they did, like, they'll have a Good Life bottle. And they're not actually sponsored, but they create the image of being sponsored, and then that's how you get going. It's all a lie. It's all a facade.
But it's a wild life. Which is annoying. Once you get it going.
Yeah, but you got to do it, too, though.
Once you get it going.
Oh, yeah. Stay committed to it, yeah.
Okay, so I'll bring it up. So, like, our mutual friend was dating a girl who was an influencer. I won't shout it out. But she did well. Like, they sent her to Coachella. Like, she gets a lot of free shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a pretty nice life, but she's also, like, very, like, self-conscious because your whole life is, like, out there and, like, based on likes and shit.
Okay, how is she in person, though? Because that's why I always find that people who are, like, social media influencers are never as dope as
I don't
want to
get, like,
online.
Fully into it, but, like, apparently behind closed doors, like, a little bit worse, but, like, nice enough in person.
From so far in my interaction with them, like, they have big personalities online or the opposite.
In person. Yeah,
like, it's crazy. Like, I'm close with three right now.
It's like you, Gabe.
Yeah, right, man. Like, I'm...
No, Gabe's probably, like, one of the only people who it kind of translates.
Yeah,
he really is. What else?
Whatever. True. But you can at least be fair. Like, at least the stuff I'll say on Twitter or something, I'll come into your face and say it the same thing. Like, why the hell is Austin eating tuna sandwiches from the vending machine? Like, I'll say that on Twitter and to his face.
I don't know if you'd say that on Twitter.
I don't know if you go that far.
Said
it on a podcast. You wouldn't. I literally said it to his face, though. So I'm just saying. Yeah, no, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. That's my biggest fear. Like, I want to be the person I am online, too. Like, Yeah,
that's how I like to think about it too. Is like, I don't want to be two different people. I want to be the same person how I am online than I am offline.
Yeah,
I want to be two essentially. Different people.
It would be nice to be two different people.
Yeah. Everyone thinks mostly, I'm one thing. It's like, secretly I'm not.
Yeah, one thing no one thinks you are is happy. That's for sure.
Hey,
That's why I took a break. But I don't. You know what I don't like about social media as well too is like the idea that people think that if you're constantly on it or whatever, you're like living in your mom's basement.
Everyone's constantly on it,
though. I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the people that are, like, racist or, like, losers on social media, they're not subject to just living in their mom's basement.
I think...
Those are people, like, that you actually work with that you just don't know
about. Oh, for
sure.
But I think there are, like... Okay, so there's people, like, who post, like, racist tweets here and there. But if you're, like... I'm saying those people that are on it, like, 12 hours a day, they're most likely in their mom's basement, though. There's a difference. Like, remember that incel?
I don't know.
Remember that incel one
that
we watched?
But is that guy on Instagram? Like, that guy's more...
But no, but I'm saying he's on... He probably has, like, one of those anonymous Twitter...
Yeah.
And, like, I'm just saying... No, I get what you're saying. But Instagram's not really go for racism, though. Like,
no.
You know what I mean? I don't know if I agree with that, though.
I think...
You know how easy it is to, like, get a desk job and still be able to tweet constantly?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's not hard whatsoever.
Do you have a burner account?
It makes it easier, to be honest. Like, now that I'm on my Twitter all anyways, like, I might as well bang out some racist tweets while I'm there. So, like, you're already there. But, yeah. No, I that's what everyone says when people, like, complain about Reddit and stuff. And, like, oh, just online racism, why not work? But I'm like, I probably, like, sit across from a cubicle from this guy.
It takes
like,
two seconds. Yeah,
I can't just let it go because, like, you know, like, you see all these opinions, like, showing up and up and up. And you're like, this is someone I probably work with. They go to school with and stuff, and they're obviously, like, completely out of their mind. So it's also interesting. But then, but look at all the shooters, the people really off. Like none of those guys had jobs. They're all school dropouts.
Oh, yeah. That, okay, that's like a,
it's also like a younger thing, too.
That's a minority,
like, aren't they
too?
All like under 25?
Yeah, I think it's the frustrate, like the economy's going down. Like it's, everything's
like your future's more, bleak.
Yeah. So it's people letting them ring out.
I don't think what it is at all.
That's like part
what?
Of it. I think it's tied to women. I think that they don't get it.
Yeah,
well, there's that.
But that's all. Having a job and being a functioning person in society is also tied to women. Like everything's tied to women at the end of the day. That's why I tie women.
Silence among the podcast.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta let it.
That's actually pretty good.
You just gotta let his shit air out and like let it breathe for a bit. Just see how insane it actually is.
Gabe's the reason everyone's upset.
Did you guys see a straight pride parade in Boston?
Yes,
I didn't, but Boston would be
weren't
the
you
place.
There?
Boston would be the place.
You weren't there, fat chat?
Why would you say that? Just because I'm a straight white male, Papa. You're assuming my goddamn
He's a
gender.
Victim.
Are you assuming my race?
You are.
Did you not see that? Those people were some basement dwellers. Did you not see some of the pictures?
At the straight white?
Oh, yeah. There's dudes
yeah.
in...
It was a straight white? Or
facing,
was there any straight black people?
I don't think so, but the march said they're protesting for traditional gender roles, Christianity, heterosexuality, Western civilization, and Caucasians.
Okay, Caucasians. So the last part kind of tips it up.
Yeah, that's the last part.
If I didn't have a hunch before.
Yeah. Caucasians.
It was essentially a Trump rally.
Okay.
Is what happened.
They're like painting themselves like with memes, like the Pepe the Frog, and like they're all these like fat losers.
Dude,
like,
some dude came as a clown suit. I'm like, if that doesn't sum up what everyone there looks like
Hong Kong.
That's pretty much exactly it.
But hey, free speech, right, guys?
No, I mean, but
I didn't see it. I didn't see anything about this.
You look at this and like, which side would you rather be on? Like,
what do you mean?
Look at this. Look at this. Like,
yeah, but freak. Okay, yo, I'm not getting into this because I'm going to be the straight white male that's defending these fucking
but like
nut jobs, right?
Look how insane. Look.
Tell him he's got
his grown ass men.
Yeah.
Dressed like this, like it's
every dude
with
can't
those.
See.
What do they call those? Waifu.
It's a guy with face
pillows
paint.
Or whatever.
You mean waifu?
Waifu. I don't know what
like
pillows they fuck like.
Okay, they don't actually have sex.
Yes, they do, man. That's what they're for.
Dude, that's a pillow of himself. Why would he be fucking?
You're asking the wrong guy.
There's one funny tweet in this shit. Oh yeah, this guy's like saw some of pictures of the straight pride parade. And I have to say, that's the gayest shit I've seen all week.
It's so true. It's a bunch of dudes like...
Yeah, like you're not getting women coming to that.
Yeah. There was a couple though,
yeah,
but they were not...
And ironically,
expect,
they looked like
or
lesbians
no, they were,
too.
Yeah,
that
they
was the
were
funniest part. I was like, what? Who's who on this
Gabe,
team?
Gabe, what do lesbians look like?
What do you mean they look like beautiful, strong...
One star.
I don't know. It's
Yeah, that shit's crazy though. You guys catch this... Wait, do you have something to say?
No.
Someone's
no, they didn't.
On.
They didn't need to do that.
Treading lightly, huh?
Come on, be like you are on Instagram.
No, I'm not going to defend these guys. Like those guys are obviously off. Like those guys are shit. What I would never mind.
Come on, you can't back out.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
No, I literally have nothing to say. Like, I have no point here.
You don't even want to play a little bit of devil's advocate.
No,
not even a bit.
It's like these people they're trying to be a reaction to the gay pride parade.
Yeah, for
they're
sure.
trying to. It's like
insane.
Negative to positive, type, or like you know, like they're trying to even things out. But that's not the case.
But,
that's not what's happening.
I almost get like some of, like you're on Twitter and you see like a ridiculous over the top tweet like about whatever. Like, did you see that gay guy who went off on Kevin Hart? Like basically said he deserved it.
Oh yeah, he deserved to get into that car.
He's like, well, it wasn't even a joke because like he told like trans joke like 10 years ago.
It wasn't
which everyone's
joke.
Like,
it was a gay joke
or like a dollhouse. Yeah, it was like what?
And it wasn't
yeah, and then some one of those famous journalists went on like when Kevin Hart like he's like he didn't even make a joke. He's like, how do you like that, Kevin Hart? Everyone went in on him and like so I get that being like. Standing up and being like, this is ridiculous. But I think when there's a difference between tweeting and being like, okay, like we're going to the top with like going the right way, like going left versus actually going to parade and dressing up as like a frog and looking insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. These people are not helping
like,
their cause whatsoever.
Yeah,
like,
no, not at all.
It's just
but like, neither are like the left people who are all crazy, you know?
Yeah. But so. Like, yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Crazy's crazy.
Crazy's crazy. There's got to be a healthy middle.
For sure.
Name Pat Stothers.
Goddamn centrist.
I'm a centrist.
You see that?
I'm a fence sitting, wishy washy, flip flopping. You don't know which side I'm on.
We know which side you're on. If you're in the IG group with them, you know exactly what side Stothers sits on.
Oh, man.
So, I am a
real
Democratic
niggas for Trump.
Yeah.
I'm not a Trump supporter. Okay.
We are, though.
I'm Canadian, so I couldn't possibly vote for him.
Would you do the whole like right wing?
Yo, we actually have an election coming up, too, though. So get
out
and vote.
Yeah, we do.
No. Okay.
Like 2 weeks?
Speaking of that, I did that. You can go online and be like, who should I vote for? And it gets deep. Like the survey you do. Like economic questions, like healthcare questions. Like, oh, true. I filled them all out to like see where I land, and it's actually like a kind of cool thing.
Was
like,
it say Scheer?
What's that?
Who
Scheer, Andrew Scheer. No, no, no. It actually said NDP for me. Like,
which is Singh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know about Singh.
But he's not going to win. It basically isn't only just Trudeau.
They all
Scheer.
Seem like
that's
pretty
what
rough
it, that's what that's what it essentially or everyone says it comes down to.
But yo, the questions.
Yeah.
The questions
like, I would probably vote for Singh. Because
if you choose the other one, they say you're just
throwing
away
your vote, like the Americans.
The questions I was answering were deep, though. It was like, do you think we should fund, like, Saudi Arabia? It was like, things
yeah,
I'm
like
not qualified.
Yeah,
things
you have no idea about.
There's tons of stuff on the pipes, right?
Yeah, the pipelines. Yeah, the pipeline there's that. There's, like, immigration. Like, but it goes deep. Like, I'm reading them at work, just being like, should I even answer this
yeah.
in front of anybody?
No, I watched like, one. They did one of the, yeah, just watched them show on that yesterday. I'm like, oh, damn. Like, I need to make choices.
It's worth doing, though, like, just to see, like, who you vote for. I'm probably, like, a liberal guy.
It honestly seems so much more, I don't know if it's because we're smarter, but it seems so much more complicated than the American side.
In a way, the complicated thing is good, though. The complicated thing is like checks and balances. Like, if they win minority government, you can't like do shit.
Yeah.
I wish we could vote for party solely and
not
just
the person.
Not the person representing.
Well, you kind of do.
Yeah, but you kind of
no,
do. Like,
well,
I mean, it's not going to
mean a difference,
at the same
time,
though.
Too.
No, but like I think we give too much credit to the individuals when it's the party. Like,
they're
Trudeau's not making his decisions. No. It's people in his ear telling him.
But he does make
a
lot of
face.
Them, though.
Yeah, but that's because other people are telling him what to do. And he
it's
just
like, yeah,
to,
like his whole party has kind of agreed on that sort of thing.
Yeah, so I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do
definitely,
either. Because
I definitely vote party more than the person. Like, when I'm going into it, like, I may not like
are you
going
to vote Trudeau, then?
I'm not telling you who I'm voting for. Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Such a typical white guy, so I
wouldn't
let you know.
I wouldn't say
why. I'm going to vote Trudeau.
I'm voting Libertarian.
We don't even have libertarians.
That's
here,
a dope. All right, let's move on. Enough about politics. Okay. People don't care. This isn't a political
Everyone cares.
Podcast anymore.
We could be.
Shut up. No,
niggas
we're
from
not.
Trump.
Trump.
Say it, Pat.
I'm not saying
it.
Yeah,
do not.
I know. As soon as I said it, I was like, please don't say it.
You will get canceled for sure.
Yeah.
You guys check out the Chappelle shit. Did you finally watch it, Gabe?
It.
Yeah, I did. I watched it twice.
I watched it twice.
You did not watch it twice, Gabe.
You're saying what I said.
How exactly?
No, how? No, because I watched it. There was parts. How am I lying, Maggie? I'll go part for part with
you.
You
didn't say that earlier.
There's a Kevin Hart dollhouse to Bordeaux.
You heard me say I watched
right?
it twice.
But right? I did. I went. No, I watched it all, and then there was parts I was unsure of how I felt, so I went back.
That's what I did.
I honestly didn't think the alphabet part, like where he talked, I didn't think it wasn't offensive, but I didn't think it was funny.
Honestly, a lot of people were saying it was hilarious. I didn't find it that funny either, but I could see how people would find it funny. Just me personally, I wasn't like, haha, like dying at it.
Yeah, like my part, I wasn't offended by any means, but like, I feel if you're going to go that direction, like it has to be really funny. I didn't think it was, like there was other parts where I died. I absolutely died. Like even the Kevin Hart thing and stuff.
That was funny.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
And I died.
The Jussie Smollett shit.
Yeah, when he kept calling
me
by the wrong name
so
too. So,
oh my God.
With the letters thing, like I felt anxious watching it. I'm like, what's he going to say here that's going to like fuck him over and everyone's going to start being like, take down Chappelle. But I think he went into like the gray area, which you kind of thrive in as a comedian, where it's like, you're making people uncomfortable. If you can pull out of this, it'll be really funny.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. Like, he took that risk to go into that gray area of like, should I even talk
about
this?
And to be honest, when if you talk about trans, but then come with the nigga thing, people are going to be afraid to step on you too, though. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, how come I can't say the F word, but then I can say, and then so what are you going to have other people, like liberals, tell you you can't say either? So I think he had a nice, like, fire with fire.
Part of my girlfriend's criticism of the thing is that he relies on the N word a lot. Like, to be like,
I don't think so.
I don't know about that. I mean, he does throw it in quite a bit.
Like, he says it like as a white person would say it, type of thing. And
yeah,
like, that's
well, that's definitely
a
been his
laugh,
like, that's like since the Chappelle days, though.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh, no, I know.
White guy,
yeah,
but
for sure.
No, I don't even know this way because there's comedian, black comedians who use it, rely on it way more. But yeah, like, I didn't think the trans thing was offensive. It was just, the only part I just didn't think it was funny. And the alphabet
board. The Chinese bit was a little bit. That was a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little bit cringe, a little bit. I thought it was on point just because, like, his wife's Chinese.
Like, he later said that.
But then that doesn't make it okay. He's got a Chinese wife.
Yeah, like, it's like, oh, it's all okay. You can make those Chinese jokes.
What was even the joke for that one?
He brought it back, though. That's what I mean. Like, he later
was making a reference to being like,
if you identify as a person.
I identify as a Chinese person.
Did he? And then he did awkward Chinese.
Yeah.
But then he brought it back at the end, though, too. He, like, made a recall to that.
True.
Where he's like, oh, like, my wife hates this joke whenever I tell this. So, like, he kind of explained
the
joke.
He knows
from.
It's already like a bit off.
But I thought it was really good overall,
like,
man.
I liked
thought
it.
Was,
yeah,
I
died
in
some parts.
You know? Yeah. Did you watch the epilogue? Because he had a really good point in the epilogue. Like,
I didn't.
Is that the very end?
Yeah. So, like, after you watch the credits, it rolls.
See, I didn't get the epilogue.
So okay, like go back and just like fast forward all the way to the end.
But like
and
I
just
did, wait. And it didn't like start playing. Like it just ended. On
well, it should say, "Do you want to play the epilogue?" And then come up. It should pop.
What
up.
What did they say? Can you give us?
But yeah, then the New York Times, when they made the article about his first or second stand up, where he was talking about trans people, he made a joke about how one of the trans people in his audience came up to him after and was like, "They say that you normalize." Like sexual assault and rape by talking about R. Kelly, but when you joke about us, they don't say that you normalize that, which I thought was a brilliant point by that person, because it's like, if he's making jokes about this and they say that it's going one way, but he does it for another group, like, why wouldn't they give him that same benefit of the doubt with that?
So. This is the problem with comedy, is like, everyone thinks it's all fun and games until they talk about your specific thing.
Yeah,
it's like,
people get upset,
you can't
yeah.
talk about me. Like, it's not about you. It's about the whole thing. But
but that's why it's comedy, though. Like, yeah, exactly. You have to make those generalizations. Exactly. You have to make those jokes. Like,
but it's also, all that stuff is so much more accessible than ever before, though. Like, do you remember really watching how much, like now there's so many stand-ups on Netflix, and everyone has Netflix. Like, growing up, though, when you went to Blockbusters, you never rented stand-up.
You didn't go out of your way to watch YouTube clips.
Yeah, so it's also, like, everyone's seen them now. You know what I mean? Like, no matter who you are versus,
I still think it was pretty big back then. I would watch it online. Like, that's how I watched
all the
other
comedians. You'd have to legally download it, or, like, there wasn't even YouTube. I'm talking about, like,
Blockbuster. Way
Yeah. And then now, with the rise of all of it together, it kind of changes how things are and stuff, too. One of my favorite parts, though, was the R. Kelly as well, because I hate that shit, too, because
People were mad even about joking about the Michael Jackson situation, like pedophilia.
Oh, that was so funny, though.
That part was actually hilarious.
So funny. Yeah, you can touch
it. He nailed
it. Like, I know, too, because it's just
but
like,
some people hated that.
I mean, it's R. Kelly. I mean, I'm sorry, Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
like, people make those jokes since the 90s.
Especially millennials understand now. Like, we're so broke and desperate. Like, I would get diddled. Like, if I had, like, I could have a bunch of money
the
now.
King of Pop.
Like, yeah, like, come on. But the R. Kelly thing too. Like, they're like, oh, Dave, come and talk about it. Like, you did the joke, and Dave's like, I've never met the person. Like, and then he got roasted online because he refused to, like, oh, Dave wouldn't speak out against R. Kelly. He's like, yeah, I don't know the dude. Why would I go on? And it's like, shit like that also pissed me off. I was on a side for that. Yeah, exactly. He's like, I just told jokes about. I don't even know him. Never met him.
Mike didn't even do it, and fuck cancel culture as well too. It's like, that's like the dumbest shit ever.
But I still want to cancel some things though.
Like what?
I don't.
No
like,
one ever cancels anyone.
There's some things
because everyone has
like
their
Rosie
own
O'Donnell.
Everyone has their own agenda. Everyone has their own
Rosie
ideas.
O'Donnell. Rosie
O'Donnell. No, she did get canceled. She did get canceled actually.
Roseanne. So,
Roseanne.
Yeah, because she went all in.
My bad.
Yeah, no, I'm
the wrong.
Yeah, we can
wrong
mix up
battle.
That
close
one.
Though, right?
Like, it's
like,
fine.
Close.
Yeah. As long as you didn't mix up two black dudes. But like, yeah,
thrown off. This
yeah, process. No, but there's some things like what are the worst things like public Donald Sterling or something like going off on those rants like cancel that guy.
That wasn't even social media though.
But
I think
saying
that was more
like,
so
it was
that
like. If it's bad enough, I want to cancel.
We should cancel
R. Kelly.
I agree with that.
Like, we should cancel R. Kelly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, R. Kelly is just proven time and time again.
He's had so many chances. Like, really?
But he's not actually going to be
like
canceled.
Like Louis C.K. Like people say that like Louis C.K. performing is like you're letting this guy.
Yeah, but it's not worth. Some people still want to see him.
I think he's a funny comedian.
Yeah, I mean,
but I also am.
But they made jokes about it. Or Chappelle made jokes about it on his stand-up. Was it like, it wasn't that bad what he did. He announced what he was going to do and people were in the room.
Yeah, it was like
they had every opportunity to leave. Yeah,
bring
like,
it out and go to town. You can leave now, but no,
it
but
is, it is
there
tough
is, you that. Have to acknowledge the power dynamic though as well. Like if you're someone's boss, you can't like.
But he's not though.
He definitely was Gabe. Though. There were younger writers and there's a power dynamic. I'm not saying we can cancel him, but he should go away for a year, reflect, and he's good.
But
like,
he has.
I know, but I'm just saying like, his punishment wasn't that bad. Like, he's still a millionaire.
Well, it didn't deserve to be that bad, though.
But it wasn't that bad. Like,
that's what I mean. And it also didn't deserve
to be.
So it's
rightfully so what happened. Like,
justice
who's,
served.
Who's been over the top punished? Like, who think who's...
O.J. Simpson. No.
No, that guy's
I know
thriving.
My audience.
Yeah, that guy's thriving.
Yeah, that guy's
he's killing it on Twitter right now.
Cancel culture, like... 20 different times.
Yeah.
Beat murder charges.
I made a book and he's still out here.
Yeah, if I did it. And then he hints to it on Twitter, too. That guy's untouchable. But okay, is there anyone who's been punished too hard?
Probably.
I wanted to say Cosby, but no.
Jesus!
I said I wanted to. I was joking though. It's a joke for anyone listening.
Like Louis C.K. would be the closest to like, like leave the guy.
Aziz almost got it.
Aziz got it.
Like there's argument that he shouldn't have gotten in any trouble, but.
I mean, you've probably said worse than that, Gabe. Let's be honest here. What did he say? He's like, it's not going to suck itself. That's what he got in trouble for.
But there's like I'm very careful when it's in that situation. The doors are locked and no one's around. No, I'm like, I have like consent forms and stuff now.
Dude, just the way you phrase
where
that.
The doors are
crazy.
Locked.
The doors are locked and no one's around.
Yeah. She has no escape.
So, yeah, exactly.
I'm like, very careful.
might want to clean that
I
one up.
I always have a safe word. Yeah.
Oh, man. Consent, man.
When the cameras are off and
Consent is in a veto.
Yeah, R. Kelly's going to general population. Population, by the way.
I think it'll be good.
It's the freaking weekend.
You think people are going to try and get R. Kelly?
Yeah.
No.
Because of what he's convicted of. One of the most
16,
heinous crimes. That
no,
they're gonna,
but they're like.
That they're going to want to get.
No, I think R. Kelly's good. He's just going to be singing.
The crazy
he
thing
a lot
was,
of money.
He was. No, he doesn't.
No, he's no
broke
money
now.
Yeah, that's why he's going to pay bail and shit.
True.
Yeah, he's not
his money would go a long way
a
to keeping him out of jail.
Yeah, for sure.
He was in solitary confinement, but he decided to switch to general pop.
Solitary.
I don't know
Jesus.
How well that's going to work, but they said they're going to provide.
I think they're going to provide protection. It's not like he was touching like little. Like it was like 16.
Doesn't matter, man. It's still,
I'm just saying the same frame. I'm just saying the prison people might justify it.
How do you know? You've been there?
What? Huh? I know. I've talked. Criminal justice major here, buddy.
Well, I took a minor in criminal justice.
So yeah, I think he's gonna get a crew.
I don't think that's R&B duet team.
A dance crew.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
I thought this was a way for him, like maybe off himself, him. And yeah.
No, I think R. Kelly likes himself too much.
I can see a movie coming out in prison.
No one wants him dead.
What?
Either.
But R. Kelly, like making a musical or something.
And I could see someone doing like Always Sunny in Philadelphia or something doing like that.
Yo, so now that you're making money, are you going to put money on Tay-K's books in prison?
You're
not a real fan if
you
don't.
I'm going to crowdfund him, yeah. Where's his GoFundMe? I'm going
to
reach out.
It's not a GoFundMe. They literally just go to his Twitter page. His manager put up where you can send the money and how it can get to him.
What's
literally going to the prison. Like, and then he just picks it up.
Oh, so you can get like Roman noodles and stuff like that. And
yeah, yeah. Like,
who's
Tay-K,
sorry?
He's a rapper who fled.
Story,
No, it's not. He's a rapper who made a song about fleeing the crime scene after committing one of the most heinous crimes, murder.
And now he's
and he made a song about
he
it.
Made
and song blew up.
Actually did.
And now he actually did and got
convicted of murder.
And but he was on the run for a bit, and they didn't catch him.
And the song was like a banger, and the album was a banger, and it's pretty insane if you think about it. Like. You murder and go on the run. You make a like top.
Doesn't get more legit than that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably why the song blew up. To be honest,
honestly, that's like the realest thing you can do. People say rap's getting less real. Like that's
you know the rapper.
That's
like
one of the realest things that ever happened in rap
or
history
or something. What was that guy's name?
Stitches.
Stitches.
Yeah, the guy with the actual stitches.
Yeah,
on his face.
Like he was rapping about like I do blow.
Yeah, yeah.
I sell
blow. Yeah, yeah.
He clearly
he has, like,
is.
He has like bricks of blow. Right? Yeah. He was a drug addict. Fully.
So that's why people get behind it.
Yeah, people want to say like rap's
authenticity,
fake and stuff.
Guys.
Yeah.
It goes a long
if anything, we should all support Tay-K.
No.
And more rappers doing that.
Like I'm not gonna give
live
my money.
The life that you say.
Yeah.
I am.
What the fuck was that?
Definitely not supporting Tay-K, but you can. You can put money in his books now.
I will. When
I'm sure
first paycheck, half
I'm
of
sure
it's
he'll
going
send
to
you
take
something
it. Imagine explaining that. Call my credit card company. Can't make the payments today.
Yeah. Like
missing rent.
Funds?
Why? Well,
Tay-K needs it.
Yeah, Tay-K.
He's in there for 55 years,
oh,
man.
Oh, man.
You see the clip about Lonzo saying that future is better than Nas?
Doesn't he always say some stuff like this?
He does, but he recently brought it back up.
Yeah, I mean.
For a second, I thought he had a case. I was like, oh, shit, he's kind of on to something. No, just because they both have classics. So when it came to the classic discussion, I was like, okay, they do both have classics. But that's so disrespectful.
Like, I don't know
Nas.
Very much. I know like Nas is a very big
Nas is like literally
like,
one of the best
rappers
ever.
He's probably a rapper in
Future's great and I love Future, but I'm not saying that he's better than
he's
Nas.
Probably the most consistent rapper in everyone's top five is Nas.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Probably.
You have to have him somewhere up there.
So to say then that
it's top six for me.
Just outside.
Yeah.
Going against the grain. But yeah, I don't know. Just Lonzo. He's done this like a bunch of times now.
He's kind of being like his dad when he comes to like rap.
But he's actually really...
Oh, Lonzo. I was thinking about his dad. I thought it was LeVar saying.
Yeah. No, that'd make more sense. Yeah. But no, I don't know.
You think he's going to be good next season?
Man, he shot
the Pelicans could be good though, right?
I think they're gonna be pretty solid.
Yeah,
okay, they're not must watch.
Yeah,
but
they are.
You're up there.
Of like the first 10 games,
it
of, like,
would
all
be
the
cool
teams,
if they were just as good.
They're in your top five for who you want to see play.
It'd be good if they were like competitive with all those other duo teams. Like,
I'd say they're in my top.
I think they're gonna be bad. Just so, wow, what's with both you assholes and your?
That was the joke, though.
Yeah, I know, but still assholes.
I'll show you an asshole. Sorry. All right.
For those of you listening,
Stelis
literally just pulled his pants
down.
What
was that laugh, too? That was like the whitest white guy.
That's my awkward laugh. That's my laugh at my own jokes because no one else will.
Yeah.
I need to pick a football team, speaking of sports. I don't know football.
I already told you. You're picking Kansas City.
I think I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Why ask us?
Because Kansas City, well, like, I'm bouncing this off you. So, like,
no,
Kansas,
like, go with Browns. You're like, I don't know.
Because, okay, Browns are trendy, and I could go with the Browns. And I've been watching Building the Browns on YouTube, and it's pretty good.
Building the Browns.
It's like, yeah. But, and then I was like, I know the Chiefs are going to be good, but that's kind of like picking a favorite because they're,
it's
like,
not,
favorites.
But it's not even, because you're still, I mean.
It's like them and the Patriots
are
favorites.
So it's the Browns, and like.
So it's the Browns. So I'm thinking the Raiders, because they're an underdog. No one can blame me for cheering for the
Browns. Aren't they supposed to be trash this year?
They're,
yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be,
and they have great merch.
They're going to be interesting to watch.
And like, yeah, AB. The AB is like a fucking,
they're the
best.
Yeah, AB's also a psychopath.
He's, that's what I like about
completely
him.
Completely off the rails.
Yeah, it's a fucking drama.
I see myself in him.
I do. I really do. It's a pure talent with some, you know, personality disorders. That's what I am.
That's, yeah, definitely. And like, you can go to Vegas and watch them too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if they move to Vegas.
Pure talent.
They are moving. They're moving.
Personality disorder.
I'm pretty much AB.
That was funny. That's what I am.
Raw talent.
Oh, man.
But
so wait, you're still going to stick with the Raiders then?
And some CTE.
Ghosts.
That's game set.
I'm pure CTE. Come on. Yeah, I'm a loose cannon.
Oh, man.
But yeah, no. Go. I mean,
I think Raiders, man. I think I gotta go with the Raiders.
Yeah, that's fine.
I like Gruden,
stop
too.
Asking that.
Right, hold, I fucking wanted an opinion from someone who knows
football.
Yeah, but
three times I've every
what's your pick?
I
what do
you
think?
Kansas? What do you mean?
I've Kansas. Saying, okay, Kansas, you like Kansas.
Every single time.
What do you think, Pop?
I kneel with Cap.
You know with Cap?
I kneel with Cap.
Oh, sorry. He doesn't mess with
Cap's
football.
Not in the.
No, he's not. He's not.
No, I'm just playing.
He's done.
What team was he on?
San Fran. He's never played since San Fran.
Okay, I'm a Niners fan. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Kansas City probably would be a good pick. Or the
you
could hop on the Browns.
They're exciting. They're
it's
exciting.
It's like watching, like, getting to watch Rodgers for the next 15 years of his career.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you could hop on the Browns and just be like, oh, that's like,
you're right, though, Gabe. I hope the Browns lose. Like, with all
yeah,
the
because
like,
everyone,
they're so
optimistic. Yeah, they got all those personalities, and, like, they're going to start, like, they're, like, endearing last year, and now, like, yeah, they're going to go from.
Expectations.
Yeah, and they're going to go from, like, that to, like, the bad guys soon.
All right. I think I'm leaning towards Chiefs.
Just, you're going to go Oakland, like, sup.
All right, let's move on. No one cares about what teams you want to cheer for.
Fine.
Bieber said he was abusing drugs.
Oh, everyone cares about that.
He resented women. This is a big topic, man. This is Canada's own.
Huge. But everyone, like, it's well known that he was on drugs, right? Like,
no, it wasn't.
Look at the way he looks. Like, yeah, there's no.
No, he's not on it now. This is like when he was younger. He's referring to.
But I'm saying before when he looked like a homeless
person. When he turned.
Yo, when
from,
he was
like,
chilling with Little Twist. Baby. That's when I knew he was doing drugs.
Yeah.
But that's crazy because he wasn't really getting in trouble for that. Like, he wasn't getting much backlash for the crazy shit he
was
doing.
It was just like egging houses.
But Little Twist was though.
But you can't have that much money.
Little Twist was his fall guy, basically.
Yeah. Like.
You can't what?
Can't have that much money and like not do some drugs.
Yeah, well,
I mean that's what he's saying. He was like, he was 18 with no skills in the real world, with millions of dollars and the access to whatever he wanted. So
yeah,
he said it was a very scary concept for anyone. And by 20, he realized that he made a lot of bad decisions because he was hurting the people that he loved the
How
most.
Old is he now?
I don't know. Isn't he like 25 or some shit?
24 or something? Yeah, he's a little bit younger than me.
Damn.
Justin Bieber is 25 years old. March 1st, 1994.
Is he into God and stuff now?
Yeah, he's super religious. Yeah. He's always been religious, though. He just kind of strayed away from that.
But like,
you normally do when you're 19.
You kind
of
have
but
to.
But like
be.
Apparently before, like every story of like kids who went to school with him in that small town or whatever was like he was, even before he was rich or anything, he was the biggest asshole ever. Like
I heard some stories about how he like brought girls back to his place and like made them listen to his like new album. And they're all like, "What's going on here?"
I'd probably do
why wouldn't you do that? Though?
Yeah,
I don't know. But it's just like
me,
but it was like
bring him back. And listen, to
it came from a very, came from a very like self conscious place.
How insightful
of, like,
is this, ladies? Right. How dope.
Does this turn you on?
Yeah, sorry, this is the episode with Pat. We'll fast forward past this.
All right.
No, I don't think that's that.
This is the panty dropping episode. No, not really.
Don't Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right.
You can't say that.
Why can't I say that?
Because it just makes it sound
what
worse.
If it's true?
Yeah. Sounds like a sex event.
I just heard like all the dry up.
Okay, wait. Back to Bieber.
Yeah. Speaking of panty droppers.
Yeah. He shut the fuck up.
He drops yours? Is that what you're saying?
A little bit, yeah.
But why don't, what's the surprise with this? Whatever, he was into drugs.
It wasn't like, a surprise. Felt like mentioning it.
Who is
that
it?
He was talking about he was into drugs when he was younger.
It'd be disappointing if he wasn't into drugs.
Yeah, like
you want to see everyone be so destroyed in life. That's your
no, role. It just makes sense.
Who
cares
theory.
About if I was? Yeah, who cares about Chance the Rapper and his wife? Man, fuck that guy.
Yeah,
he just go back to doing drugs.
Yeah, he does, man. No one likes goody goods.
Wasn't just the anniversary of what's his face's Mac Miller?
Yeah, no, it's coming up.
No, it's coming out. I think it's literally seven. Oh yeah, that's this Friday or Saturday. Sorry.
Yeah, man, that one got
dude. That one hurt me, man, a lot.
Yeah, Because I didn't know. I knew he was in it. I didn't know it was that bad.
No, he got off of it, though. That's the thing. Then, that's why I didn't expect it.
That's when you always die, though, is when you go back. Like, you give yourself a break.
You do the same dose and or then, whatever you've been before.
Boom. Yeah. I don't know. What do you
get? That one hit hard. That was like probably on par with the Nipsey Hussle. Not on par, but like in the same vein as the Nipsey one. That fucked me up for like a day.
Yeah. And like he just.
Because he was like our age and like he was a true, like, dope dude. Like his career, just how he started. Yeah, just how he started and where he got to. Like, that shit was sad, man.
And he bounced back with his album right before that was really good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because he had got kind of poppy and shitty for a bit. And then, yeah.
He just released an album. Like,
literally a couple months
before.
It was about like that type of stuff.
Recovery and like, yeah, and all that stuff. So
you know what one kind of fucked me up? And this might not have affected you guys, but Chester Bennington from Linkin Park.
Yeah, a lot of.
Oh, I was about to say, who the hell is that?
Because like, you listen. You listen to those lyrics, and you're like, yeah, that guy was probably.
It was huge for lots of, like, I don't know, Linkin Park in the high school.
Linkin Park was dope, man, yeah.
And he looked up to Chris Cornell, who also killed himself, and he said that, like, messed with him.
Who's that?
Chris Cornell from Audioslave before that Soundgarden.
That's what I told you, man.
Robin Williams is a big one, too.
Money doesn't make you happy.
The happy guy. And then that was huge. I think that was like the start of
this podcast.
That was like the start of mental health.
Money doesn't save you, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Sure helps.
That's one of my favorite parts, though, is from the Bourdain, like his Bourdain from the Chappelle. Yeah. I'd be like, because this guy had the life, man, and he still dummied himself. And then everyone has that friend. You're like, why aren't you suicidal? Like, your life's so pathetic and sad. Yeah. And like I get depressed and stuff. I'm like, you should be depressed too. Your life is visibly worse than mine.
Are you even paying attention?
Yeah, like
that's terrible.
That's exactly it. It's like what? Like you almost want to talk to them. Like, yeah, like you should do it, man. Like, there's no up.
Yeah.
There's no up.
Yeah, there is.
Not for some people, man.
No, there's always an up.
No, there isn't.
What's the next topic?
Do you want to move on to?
You guys
we can talk about, well, Post Malone drops this Friday. I'm not really checking for it because I haven't seen him. I don't really care.
I like Posty, man.
He is good, but like, music. I don't know. I don't really have that much hype for it. The music that he's been putting out lately, it's not really my style.
It's background music. Like my office was playing it all day today. And
I'm definitely going to check for it because I like Post, but I like him when he's in his like more hip-hop
bag. White Iverson's
more
still
so than
the
his
best.
Other things. That is one of, yeah. Well, that is one of, like, the greatest songs.
Did you see the music video he has where he gets, like...
That
like
old
a,
guy?
It's like a knife fight right at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. Super I didn't really graphic. Like that song, though.
No. Oh, like it's like Kill Bill?
Yeah,
like, kinda,
like they have, like, a knife
other.
Fight. In the
yeah, the one with 21
then
Savage,
becomes a zombie,
right?
Right? Yeah.
That's a zombie. But, like, right at the beginning, I was like, they let that on YouTube now?
Post, that's an ugly
guy. Oh, they let him get stabbed in the neck?
It's an ugly guy.
Sure, yo, he's disgusting to look at. Yeah, before we is. Move on, like, every time I see a photo, I'm like,
he wasn't.
He does look
sweaty
grimy.
And greasy. If he wasn't a superstar singer, I'd be like, why don't you kill yourself?
He looks like he smells.
Jesus,
yo, but he looks like a bum. Like he does,
but he's cool.
Yeah, that's what's cool now. Yeah, that's what's in.
So
that's what's in.
Like he'd still, I think he'd still be like a popular guy even if he wasn't famous because he just like seems like really chill.
Yeah,
but you'd still be like, Post, take a shower first.
Yeah, you know? Stop tattooing your face. Yeah.
All right, so since you work with sports, and I did want to talk about this topic. What do you think about the people from Sportsnet leaving? Because I have a theory about it.
I signed a non-disclosure agreement, so I'm going to be silent
so you can't
for the next
say,
5 minutes.
You can't say anything about it? You can't give us a scoop?
Give me the names of the people leaving.
Kipper, Doug McLean. They let go of John Molinaro, who's a huge major soccer writer.
Molinaro's a good guy.
He went to the Athletic or something, though, didn't he?
He did, he'll be on his feet,
Bob He's McCown left last year, or towards the end of last year. You know... Don Cherry's on his way out eventually.
Well, eventually, but I mean, we're all on our way out eventually.
His brain's mush.
I did not say that for the record.
How is it not?
Nor do I agree with it. No, I love the guy. Like, I love Don Cherry.
No, but some of his takes are definitely a little bit.
He's a bit wacko, but like, I love it. I love it.
Canadian Joe Biden.
Okay, so I will say, like, John Molinaro was like the soccer guy, and he'd be honest. Like, I'd always get emails from him and stuff. But he's a good guy, but Sportsnet just stopped carrying Premier League. Like, the rights ran out or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, we don't really need a soccer guy. So he's now with the Athletic, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that makes sense.
Kipper was there forever, and Doug McLean was there forever. I'll say it. I didn't like either of them. Like, they'd always, like...
I'm going to email this to Sportsnet. Yeah. Listen to this episode of the 40-minute mark.
Yeah, well, like, Greg's on before... No, I'm not saying that Greg's on. But, like, they just, you know, they did those hot takes. Like, and Sportsnet, like, for the longest time is marketed to, like, older people.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's what, yeah.
You got to rejuvenate.
They're not replacing these people, though, aren't they? Are they saving... Is this a budget
I don't know
thing
if
or a new face?
I think... I personally think this is a budget thing because of the fact that...
I think it is.
TSN's kind of...
That whole hockey deal
younger.
Is pretty... It's bleeding money.
Yeah, that too as well. Because a lot of people who watch hockey, you're not watching, you're not casually watching it. You're usually watching the team that you want to see. Like, you're not tuning in
so
to
only
watch.
Like six people watching, like six cities, like Canadian cities.
Like if you're into the Leafs, you're not watching an Ottawa like
no. Well, like some people are, but
yeah. But that's not the majority of them.
It was kind of funny after all these people left to watch like old white Twitter kind of like melt when all these people were leaving. Like, oh, he gave us
not Doug McClain. Yeah. He was the voice of my
Bob McCown. He's that
the
guy.
Voice of my racism back in '70. But like it is that like old like that's the whole thing with hockey though. It's like this like old man stance on everything. That's why it's so boring of a sport.
You definitely gotta bring in young blood into there.
So Bob McCown was that guy with like
that's
the monotone.
Needs it.
So
that's
like,
sport
he
needs
was
it.
The monotone like with his glasses.
Bob McCown,
and
I don't care what you think.
I never got the appeal of that. Like it was
no, he doesn't care what you think.
Yeah,
I just damn who I am.
He was just real. He was just real on the radio. That was his main.
He's a good radio guy.
He's good.
Really?
He had a good radio voice. He knew what he was talking about.
Like I don't listen to radio, so I wouldn't say I listened to him constantly, but he was definitely
he was
a staple
in
the real thing.
Also, like people were divided. Like upon his departure, it was like 50-50 of like, oh, sad to see you go. I was like, all right, I think it's about time to go. I saw him once. I ran into him in the hallways. Like we were both waiting for an elevator.
He's a nice dude.
I was about to nod at him and be like, what's up? And then he just like looked down at his phone before I could even do that.
So yeah,
like,
well, I'm sure he doesn't.
Now, Gord Stellick is a goddamn beauty. Gord Stellick.
I like Gord
nice
Stellick.
Guy. Probably the most real guy there. I love Gord Stellick. Shout out.
I can't even put a face to it.
Former youngest Leafs GM before Kyle Dubas.
He doesn't know what that means.
I don't. What do you mean?
General manager.
No, I know the Leafs current one. Okay, because I always like
keep butchering jokes.
It made me feel bad about myself because like it was like this guy's so young. It's a GM.
Yeah, and once I used to work at Spin, like the ping pong place in Toronto, and Nick Kyprios was there. And
oh, really?
I was passing hors d'oeuvres around because I was like a busboy.
Yeah,
and he took one from me.
You know who I saw cheating on his wife?
You. What?
Whoa.
Jesus.
You know that guy that came to talk to us, the redhead one?
Yeah.
He was with
there was a redhead dude?
Young.
Yeah.
He was with a young thing who and then I Googled his wife and it definitely wasn't his wife and they're at the Maddie bar.
Wait, the redheaded guy was?
Yeah. Little cheat. Black men don't cheat. True. Redheads do though.
That guy?
Yeah.
Don't talk about redheads.
Scott, can you guys tell me the name?
Scott, yeah.
No. I don't want to say it. Isn't Scott Rintoul?
What?
Jonas Siegel?
No, it was the guy who came and talked at her school. Scott Rintoul, I'm pretty sure. Remember when Vivek asked that like that minority question?
Oh yeah.
It was the guy who answered that.
I'm gonna skip that day.
That like they all came. Everyone was there because they came in to talk to us, like give advice. It was like six of them, the whole panel.
I didn't go to that day.
Of TS.
Are you sure?
I wasn't there.
Oh,
I wasn't there.
Dude, that question killed.
Yeah, and there was like there's all white panel, but it's like, what are you like for like minorities? Really not anyone. And these guys are all sweating. They didn't have an answer for you.
They like circled the answer
like,
so hard.
They're coming like,
and they're talking about like women. Like they deflected it by not talking about race, which is what Vivek was clearly
TSN
asking about. But it was
pretty.
They just went on
anchors,
to women.
What?
TSN has like a lot of anchors that are like
female. Women.
Yeah, they're
trying
to get
also like minorities.
And yeah, they have a couple brown guys now. But
no, they've always had that though. They've always been progressive about.
They've added more though.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because of that very question on that.
wait a minute. Most of them weren't there. And then,
people are worried about this.
And then, they completely ignored it and went to women. Like, oh, more women are coming.
Yeah.
And we're like, what about the colored people, though? Like, still. Like, I was like, you know, they had the corner of the class of the brown kids and, like, us. And
shout
Colin.
Out Ian Hannah Mansing
yeah.
from CBC.
It was pretty awkward and hilarious. No one knows. I don't even know why we went into that because people are like, what the fuck are they talking about? But.
What they need is you guys.
They do. We'll see.
Gabe keeps trying to fight for that.
Yeah.
You guys are racist, and that's why I don't work.
Yeah. You'll see. A year from now.
When he's an enterprise.
My influencer empire.
GabeNet, they'll call it.
That's a disgusting name. GabeNet.
The great orator.
The great orator? Yeah. Just like fucking tell stories.
No one calls him that, too.
Everyone calls me that.
Endearing trash is more like it.
The great indoor.
Can you repair that relationship with the girl who literally gave us the one star? I don't want the one star anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who that person is.
Okay.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Can I talk about my sports theory real quick?
Yeah.
Is here,
go right ahead. You're going to share it anyway.
It's insanity, isn't it?
It's not really insane, though. I just think that there's a little bit of something here. Like, isn't it interesting that this year, all of a sudden, all the NBA teams are duos now. Like the big three eras all officially.
You're talking
dead.
Conspiracies?
Yeah. This is a little bit of a conspiracy. And this is my opinion, by the way. I think that was just the game plan.
I think to
usher in a new era, like they all just decided to start pairing up into duos. They easily could have formed a lot of big threes, but they just decided to start the duo storyline.
They probably
because they've. I guess the big threes kind of thing is sort of dead. Like they've. I guess the NBA kind of knows that a lot of people are like, oh, these teams are favorites and they're the ones expected to go to the finals. They clearly want to make more money off of having everyone be competitive now.
But don't the players have like a ton of say in where they go? Like, wouldn't.
Yeah, but the players.
They do. That's what I mean. The players could have literally won. I think that the players are definitely in on it too, for sure.
It's easy to incentivize them, though. Like, I don't even think it's a conspiracy. Like, the NBA can just, like, okay, like, OKC, like, you're obviously not going to win. Instead of trading, like, Westbrook to LA, let's even it up with Hugh. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't necessarily think it's a conspiracy. I think there's certain, like, numbers in sports that are just kind of weird. Like, both the LA teams, their superstars' jerseys represent the area codes of California.
Okay, well, that's ridiculous.
Well, they do, though.
But maybe.
Kawhi and Paul George, 213. And then Anthony Davis, like, he just decided to choose number 3 so that way the area code is 323.
I will say, like, that's a little out there.
9/11 inside job stuff there,
like,
buddy.
Or like, yeah, no, that's coincidence. But like,
no way. There's no way that's like, coincidence.
Definitely
that
sports.
Both of those superstars formed in LA and they both represent the area code.
Or maybe they're like, hey, let's do this.
Yeah,
it'll
they probably
cool.
got, like, they're like, oh, we're only one number
this
off.
This will be neat. Like, that's probably the most. It's not like some fucking
all right, what
dark
about,
thing.
Okay,
but I'm going to say, it's just like leagues can definitely like push, like,
agendas.
They can make like rules that make it like entice more goals in the NHL by making goalie pads smaller.
Yeah, but
or
this
like
is, this is
yo,
more
the
so
big
rule,
one.
Though.
The big one is in the MLB when the Red Sox and the Yankees went to England to like showcase the game, and the game was like 17-15
okay, yeah. So
with like
what do you
10
think about
home runs.
Oh, about that?
They fucking corked the balls to be like, check out how cool our game is.
But then you have the NFL games that were so trash when they go, no one did anything. You know what I mean?
Well,
they no, but they've had some really good ones too, though.
They should have done some high scoring. Like,
Mexico was a shit show when they went to Mexico.
I know the London game, I think, last year the year before
like
was really good.
Yeah, they don't even want
build the wall.
But like, I mean, it's not
let's do a shit NFL game. They'll never want us to.
It's not a conspiracy, though. Like, when Chris Paul got traded to L.A., like, Davidson just straight up vetoed that.
Yeah, that's not a conspiracy, though. But,
no
okay, doubt. What about this one, then? If you guys are going to shoot that one down, what about this one?
Toronto wasn't its head.
Toronto winning 3 major championships in 3 different sports, all 26 years apart, and all those Toronto teams won in 6 games.
Ooh, let it be a conspiracy.
Coincidence.
Please like, let
we
the Leafs win.
We can always find a random number for all this random stuff. It's like the same way, like...
I want that conspiracy where all the Toronto teams win.
I mean, what do you think?
No, I agree.
I think that one's kind of insane. Okay, what about the Tyler Skaggs no-hitter?
Baseball's weird. That's happened
baseball
so many times.
Baseball is weird like that.
Like when the person dies. So yeah. There's got to be a couple. I think it starts to be a good game. And then the manager on the other side is like, you know what? If we're not going to hit. Like, we're going to lose this already.
Plus in that game.
So, that's what I mean. They can definitely throw some games
at that. I
think
it's like unspoken. I don't think like they get a... Like a message at the beginning of the game, but like
but
you're
yeah,
throwing
yeah,
no hitter after
okay.
5 innings, and so the coaches and players
okay.
like we got 161
okay,
games.
All right.
So yeah, let's.
I was watching that game
because that game looked a little bit.
And
off.
That's happened like 4 times.
It was already a blowout.
Both
so
pitchers throwing no hitters.
It was already a blowout. So the one team was kind of mailing it in near the end of it, but also the team was like, "Damn, we got this going. Let's do it for Skeggs." So they're playing harder. Another time that happens with the Marlins. When D. Gordon hit a
home run
right after that pitcher died.
Says, yeah.
And D. Gordon doesn't hit home runs, and everyone's like crying and happy.
Yeah.
Another one is John McDonald on Father's Day hit one right after his dad died.
Yeah.
He hit a home run. He never hits home runs.
Baseball happens a shit.
It happens a lot, man.
I don't think it's a mentality.
But
there's a reason though too. But like baseball, I think they don't try as hard because they have 161 games.
Yeah. Like, so let them have this one.
It's just like no, because there's always that shit like for base. You know what I mean? Like they waste runs and they waste games just from like the managers getting tossed and stuff too. So I think I don't think they get a memo and be like, yeah, he's throwing a no hitter. But
we got to do this
if it's happening.
Like,
yeah,
it's not like it's some nefarious that'll get people into baseball.
And like they're not making like the changes so they can get a hit and like ruin it or anything like.
Yeah, that Skaggs thing was trippy because at the beginning they're like it wasn't a suicide, it wasn't a murder, it wasn't a drug overdose, and everyone's like, well, what happened? And immediately I was like, it's got to be autoerotic asphyxiation. Like if they're not saying what it was,
why?
That's the only option because they're embarrassed or something. Yeah. So I'm like, it's almost worse to like not say what it is because then people start making shit up.
So it wasn't,
but it was.
It wasn't. It was. He overdosed on oxycodone and fentanyl and alcohol. And then eventually he died from choking on his vomit like Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what a rock star.
On your vomit. Eh?
Actually, how old was Skaggs? Was he 27?
27, club.
What?
Was he actually?
No.
Yeah, he was. Are you kidding?
I'm pretty sure he was.
That's like the way to go when you're 27.
That's
missed my boat.
Are you 27?
Still time for Papa.
Yeah. Yo. Actually, would take the podcast to the next level.
Yeah,
imagine.
Would.
This is the greatest podcast.
Yeah. The next
Gabe would be fucking Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters. Just like going
next
on.
Episode would like take off.
Yeah, he was 27. He was 27.
Yo, that's actually a trip.
Yeah. Who else was? Well, how was it with Mac Miller? Was he 27?
He missed it. Because I remember seeing that and being like, you idiot.
One more year, you idiot.
Yeah, Amy Winehouse was 26.
Yeah, he was 26, yeah.
So stupid.
I know. Like, wait a year.
So stupid.
Dude, you want to be a legend or not?
Come on. That's why I'll never die now, because I missed 27.
Yeah.
Because I missed 27.
If you died now, I'd just be like, it was his time. Yeah.
He had a good life. He lived longer than we thought.
Oh, man.
That's what I was saying. We were saying, like, if you die young, it's like people would just talk about your potential.
Oh, yeah.
Like, live to 40, everyone's like,
It's like, oh, it's such an awkward position.
He sort of beat.
He wasn't a homeowner yet and everything. Like, so he had no chance.
Anyways, that's dark.
What do you think?
It's not that dark. It's true.
I think people who date their significant others that look like their siblings. I feel like a lot of people do that.
I have one of my exes looked exactly like me.
So. I feel like a lot of people do that, but they don't, like, I don't think they know it, but subconsciously I feel like that's a thing.
That's what Sigmund Freud theorized.
No, they say you date like someone who looks like
Freud,
your mom.
Oh, your mom or your dad, yeah.
Yeah, come on. I know my weird fetish.
But still, it's along those lines.
But I feel like people date people who look like they could be related.
But I don't know. I had some people point out after I started dating this girl, I could never shake it after. But then at times it did kind of turn me on too.
Yeah, because you love yourself more than anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think mixed children date the race of their opposite parent too.
What do you mean? Like the mom?
Yeah, so whatever your color your mom is, or like if you're a guy, whatever color your mom is, you'll date that. And if you're a girl, whatever color your dad is.
It's true. I think my natural attraction
is definitely white women. 100%.
But no, but I haven't dated many white women in the last while. Yeah, that's
not yes, you have.
I know. You I'm coming back. About? I went through a big brown phase for
fuck.
Yeah.
Since I've known you, all of them have been white.
For sure.
That's not a shot. I just like saying that because it kind of makes you awkward a little bit. But
no, it's because it's because I want to have a nice black child, but it's not gonna happen. It's gonna have a fucking kid who's mad at Tim Hortons all the time.
Yep. You're gonna have a young stutter.
Yeah,
he's gonna luck,
be so
man.
Racially.
You're lucky.
He's gonna be racially confused, so he's gonna be good extra luck. Mad too. Yeah. He's so well, light skinned. He's like, "What am I, Dad?" Yeah.
Based on math,
look like Blake Griffin.
If you have a kid, if you have a kid with a white girl, you'd be one quarter black.
Yeah, it would look like Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, one quarter black.
Yeah,
it's like could have
so if
blue
he's not
eyes.
Rich and fit. Yeah, like green eyes probably. Yeah. And but they're like that too light. They look kind of weird. Like.
That's such a... You shouldn't say that.
I can say that.
I know you can.
Freak shows? Blake
you think
Griffin
Steph
is
Curry is a freak show? Like, Steph Curry is
he's
pretty...
He's way more... He's more he's, than he's half, black, though. Right? He's high, no, both his parents are half. Both his parents
true,
are mixed.
Okay.
So, but, like,
that's math
Clay Thompson looks like Sponge, like Squidward. Like, most of them, that light, look weird.
No, he looks like...
I do know one
like
kid
Squidward. He looks
from
like
my high school that was,
Squidward's
like,
house.
White.
Yeah.
But his name was Jerome, and he was, like, clearly black.
Yeah, but he's...
Yo, did you see that kid who's got the name the coldest to ever do it?
I didn't see that.
Oh, God, man.
Yo, that name is so dope. But yeah, he
better
like,
become famous.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got
to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Like,
you got
to
make
job
the leap
application
with the name
to coldest
to ever do it.
I'm looking for the coldest.
Yeah.
The coldest to ever do it.
Aaron.
Present.
Yeah.
That name's hard though. Bold. That's so dope.
Yeah, but it's also not.
Yeah, if you're trying to be like
yeah,
a
I mean,
like
it sets him
like
off.
Like high school. Like, yeah.
Doctor the coldest.
Flying to Harvard.
Yeah. Oh, that's no. That's perfect.
Yeah,
fuck that. I'm rolling with it.
I don't want my
doctor
to be the coldest ever.
Yeah, like, what do you
maybe
mean?
Lawyer. I want my lawyer to be the coldest ever. I want my doctor.
The coldest to ever do
your
it.
Gynecologist.
Yeah, yeah. Just cuts. Yeah.
Oh,
my
man.
Proctologist was the.
It's a morgue. Morticians.
Is that the bum one?
Mortician.
Proctologist?
Yeah.
That's the ass man.
I'm a proctologist, amateur proctologist.
Jesus Christ. I think that's where we should end the episode, to be honest.
With that.
Why do you want to talk about mixed children? I feel attacked.
I just made that observation over the weekend.
You just decided to go in? You don't even ask the resident expert?
No, that's why I brought it up on the podcast, because you're a mixed child, and the observation was really about you, to be honest.
I'm basically like
I've
the,
been saying
I'm
it
like the furthest
the
from the mixed
weeks.
Child, though, like. On the scale.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, complexion.
I'd say you're, by definition, a mixed child. Not the furthest.
I'm very...
I'm the furthest.
That's true. You are pretty, black passing, but
yeah.
Still.
Yeah, that's what I mean. For
you're pretty white passing, too.
No.
No, he's not.
You are.
What do you mean?
So you're pretty white passing.
No,
you have a PR job.
You're talking about we are, with a bunch of women. I knew he's white passing is talking normal.
No,
that's exactly what he means.
That's white passing.
Like you got a job.
You're projecting that on me.
He just said that you work in PR. I have a job. You work in PR. So he thinks I'm white passing now. He's like you're employed.
Oh,
so you're passing.
Don't do that.
We finally got him. We brought him on for his racist takes, and we're out, and we finally got him. Got him
it
right
there.
It
only took you 53 minutes.
Yeah
I was going to say 58 minutes.
You're watching it for it. We were trying to like lead you into it. You're like, you are just saying his eyes are glimmering. Like
no,
just, like,
I'm saying.
They're
like,
not going to get me. They're not going
to
get me.
I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
Oh, shit.
Gabe is a mixed child.
What?
What?
I'm a pretty white guy.
Yeah, no shit.
I got a picture from my dad.
Yo, you
got
to promote this episode too, by the way. You can't just hop
on. I'll try. I said a lot of criminal stuff about sports.
And you owe me $50, man.
Yeah,
pay
we'll
my
talk
money.
About that later. Anyways, my dad sent me a picture of my great-grandfather. And
he was white.
Very eye-opening. Yeah, he was white. He was born in 1867 to 1950.
So he was racist.
So
for sure.
Guy was white. So but like, I'm a fourth-generation Canadian at least.
What's so surprising?
Is that
well, it's just like I'm very, very white, and I'm not proud of it at all.
What do you thought you were gonna be like Cherokee?
No, it's just like some people are white, but like I'm like, you know, I've been here.
I'm look at
Canada.
You, man.
I'm a fourth generation Canadian. My dad did ancestry.com and it came
look
back
your
97% Irish.
Canadian.
Yeah.
like
I'm pure.
I have nothing. I thought maybe like I am like part Hungarian, I guess. But like that's it. Like that's not very.
I don't want this guy's fucking slave owning ancestry. And going, are we done?
You can technically.
We're not going to end on that.
No, I think we are.
Yeah,
I didn't own any slaves. We were Canadian.
There was
no
slaves.
There was
here.
Slavery in Canada.
We didn't own any.
We
slaves.
Ended it. You definitely did.
My great grandfather.
That's why you guys came
adopted.
Here.
He was adopted.
Slaves, unlimited slaves.
He adopted black people.
That's the way black people go ham over.
Gabe rubs his hands together. As he says
your family was going nuts over slaves. All you can eat.
Whoa!
What? Were we going to talk about Popeyes and Chick-fil-A?
No, we did that last episode. We don't want your take, your flavorless take on chicken.
Yeah, they're both too spicy. Yeah. For me. I need the mild
you're
tenders.
A Chick-fil-A
no seasoning
guy.
Take.
There's no chance you're not a chicken. Yes, what do you mean?
What's wrong with that?
Chick-fil-A's
good.
He loves the taste of homophobia. Even better.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I guess that was a good one.
I mean, we all do.
Gabe's the worst of us all.
Loki, yeah.
The worst of us all.
We done.
Are we finished? Yeah, are we done?
No, I think let's fucking end on a bang here.
That was a bang.
That was
what
the bang.
What do you guys think about abortion?
No,
oh, my God.
Okay, end it. Wrap it up.
It's nice being here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, no problem, bro. Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I got a SoundCloud account. visit the Tim Hortons near you. The fucking breakfast sandwiches are bomb. Just like hope you get service. You're flipping a coin.
Yo,
you're flipping a coin that has like one of three sides that works.
Starbucks
not,
has good.
They're not even bomb. They're just like decent for cheapness. Like they're not delicious.
The breakfast sandwiches are probably the best cheap breakfast sandwich out there. Like better than McDonald's, better than Starbucks, better than.
Nah, Starbucks
the biscuit,
has really good ones.
The sausage
man.
Biscuit, you can't beat it.
Anyways. Starbucks has a really good one.
On behalf of Tim Hortons, the Edmonton Oilers, and Eric Friesen, I'd like to say thank you for listening to this podcast. Yo, I actually smiled when I walked into this building.
Can we cut him off? Memories.
That's good, man. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
I'm never coming back.
The Pops Culture Podcast. No, so let's come back again.
Gave you goddamn
this is actually
purpose.
A lot of fun.
You should thank us.
This is actually a lot of fun. Tune in next week. Thank you, guys.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Goodbye.